So this is episode 3 of my new podcast, Sleep Stories. And I'm not going to repeat the same story every time I do a new episode. But this idea came because my other podcast, the Classic Ghost Stories podcast, a couple of people had commented humorously, I think, that my voice put them to sleep. So I thought, And couple of other things really related, how things come together. Both my daughters independently mentioned that they'd been listening to sleep stories and that sleep stories were a thing. So why didn't I do them? And the third thing is, in my normal work, that's four things actually, I work in a GP surgery as a mental health nurse, and many of the people who come looking for help want help with sleep. So I may actually, on this channel, on this podcast, give advice on sleep, not just sleep stories. I think the big problem we have with it is that nothing is guaranteed. Certain things are more likely to work, but I can't guarantee that you will sleep. All we can do is make it more conducive so that you can sleep. In the first episode, I had the idea that I would repeat the story 3 times, each time getting quieter. And I actually recorded the story 3 times, and that was The House of Sleep, which was episode 1. Then I had a comment back that said, don't do that. So the next one I recorded was only 1 story. And after that, I had the comment on the first one, oh, that was genius, repeating it 3 times. So I haven't recorded this 3 times, but what I'm going to do is repeat it 3 times with the volume slightly lower. Now, when you wake up, probably wrong time to ask you for feedback right now, but when you wake up, let me know if you think it is a good idea to repeat the story 3 times, or you'd rather I didn't bother. I'd also be interested to know if you would want any advice, which isn't going to be something that nobody has ever said before, on sleep. Okay, so here we go. Here's the story. A walk around the harbour. Why not go for a walk? I know a route you can take. You can walk this way in any weather, or any season, sun, wind, or rain. But my favourite time is to walk it in the soft rain, with my raincoat on and hood up. So wrap up so you don't get wet. And let's wander. You stroll through the old streets. There aren't many people about. You won't meet many people at all on your walk through the town. It's a dirty old town and has seen better days, but there are grand houses built centuries ago, and some of these grand houses are well maintained. And though the rain makes it dark outside, you can see lights on and life inside. But you amble along the old streets with the rows of Georgian houses dating back to 1700 and something, nice and quiet, just the dripping rain, the puddles, and the black and white cat sheltering in the doorway. It's great to be outdoors today. The road is silent, just the wind and the pitter-patter of raindrops that scatter circles in puddles that ripple out as the drops drip in. It's early in the year, and the branches of the trees are still bare. The clouds fly high above, and you mostly notice the birds. There are blackbirds in the bare trees, and robins on gateposts and flocks of greenfinch flit about. Pairs of bright-eyed jackdaws stalk the streets and peck at patches of damper grass. Seagulls sail high overhead, calling and mewing, or sit asleep on rooftops. Clouds of pigeons rotate through the air, tumbling and circling, twirling like a dance, and you walk on. You come from the old street to the old market. Once this place thrived, but now it's quiet. But that's good, because quiet is what you want. Today, the rain drops soft and people keep to themselves, umbrellas up, raincoats drawn tight. But you're not in a hurry. And from the market, you wander to the harbour. This harbour is ancient, and the stones are antique, and the piers where ships brought in sugar and tea and lime are old. But now, new boats bob on the waves, and the harbour is full of swans, beautiful white swans and baby grey cygnets. The swans are asleep, sailing on the water, heads tucked under wings, way out over the breakwater and the lighthouse that's now a cafe. The clouds lie low and grey. The rain drips down. Nearby, by the quay, the waves toss and the swans sleep. Fish swim hardly visible below the surface of the green water. On the old slipway are more swans standing around, and with them crowds of seagulls, some standing on one leg, others flexing their wings, chicks calling for food and others looking grumpy, wondering where their mother has gone. Pigeons and jackdaws move among them, picking at seeds someone has scattered. There's a crust of bread too. There are black feathered cormorants. One stands on the floating walkway between the boats, wings out drying, while his mate dips her head in the water. And you walk on, past dog walkers and cat walkers and three bad-tempered geese who know you well enough not to hiss. And then, past the old bathhouse and the old warehouse and the old coffee house, now all empty. Ladders are up to fix the roof, but no one's working. No one works in this soft rain that drops and drips and patters down. And then we're in the park, and the nuthatch climbs clockwise round the old oak tree, and a holly tree stands evergreen, and the ivy is full of berries for feasting blackbirds, and the damp earth has the shoots of spring. There will soon be snowdrops, then multicolored crocuses, then bunches of daffodils. But today you have the soft rain, the dripping of branches, and the gurgling of water running down the slope and across the flower bed, and the puddles and flows of water spiraling down the path. Today you have the soft rain. And tonight, you can sleep while a soft rainfall patters down. Tonight, you can sleep and dream of seagulls mewing and swans sailing across the harbour. Dream of the sea and the waves and the swans. Dream of the rain and the wind and the trees. Dream and be safe. Tonight, you can sleep safe. Tonight, you can sleep tight. Tonight, you can sleep sound. Listen to the wind blow. Listen to the soft rain fall. Dream drift and sleep. 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 A walk around the harbour. Why not go for a walk? I know a route you can take. You can walk this way in any weather, or any season, sun, wind, or rain. But my favourite time is to walk it in the soft rain, with my raincoat on and hood up. So wrap up so you don't get wet, and let's wander. You stroll through the old streets. There aren't many people about. You won't meet many people at all on your walk through the town. It's a dirty old town and has seen better days, but there are grand houses built centuries ago, and some of these grand houses are well maintained. And though the rain makes it dark outside, you can see lights on and life inside. But you amble along the old streets with the rows of Georgian houses dating back to 1700 and something, nice and quiet, just the dripping rain, the puddles, and the black and white cat sheltering in the doorway. It's great to be outdoors today. The road is silent, just the wind and the pitter-patter of raindrops that scatter circles in puddles that ripple out as the drops drip in. It's early in the year, and the branches of the trees are still bare. The clouds fly high above, and you mostly notice the birds. There are blackbirds in the bare trees, and robins on gateposts, and flocks of greenfinch flit about. Pairs of bright-eyed jackdaws stalk the streets and peck at patches of damp grass. Seagulls sail high overhead, calling and mewing, or sit asleep on rooftops. Clouds of pigeons rotate through the air, tumbling and circling, twirling like a dance, and you walk on. You come from the old street to the old market. Once this place thrived, but now it's quiet. But that's good, because quiet is what you want. Today, the rain drops soft and people keep to themselves, umbrellas up, raincoats drawn tight. But you're not in a hurry. And from the market, you wander to the harbour. This harbour is ancient, and the stones are antique, and the piers where ships brought in sugar and tea and lime are old. But now, new boats bob on the waves, and the harbour is full of swans, beautiful white swans and baby grey cygnets. The swans are asleep, sailing on the water, heads tucked under wings, way out over the breakwater and the lighthouse that's now a cafe. The clouds lie low and grey. The rain drips down. Nearby, by the quay, the waves toss and the swans sleep. Fish swim hardly visible below the surface of the green water. On the old slipway are more swans standing around, and with them crowds of seagulls, some standing on one leg, others flexing their wings, chicks calling for food and others looking grumpy, wondering where their mother has gone. Pigeons and jackdaws move among them, picking at seeds someone has scattered. There's a crust of bread too. There are black feathered cormorants. One stands on the floating walkway between the boats, wings out drying, while his mate dips her head in the water. And you walk on, past dog walkers and cat walkers and three bad-tempered geese who know you well enough not to hiss. And then, past the old bathhouse and the old warehouse and the old coffee house, now all empty. Ladders are up to fix the roof, but no one's working. No one works in this soft rain that drops and drips and patters down. And then we're in the park, and the nuthatch climbs clockwise round the old oak tree, and a holly tree stands evergreen, and the ivy is full of berries for feasting blackbirds, and the damp earth has the shoots of spring. There will soon be snowdrops, then multicolored crocuses, then bunches of daffodils. But today, you have the soft rain, the dripping of branches, and the gurgling of water running down the slope and across the flower bed, and the puddles and flows of water spiraling down the path. Today, you have the soft rain, and tonight, you can sleep while a soft rainfall patters down. Tonight, you can sleep and dream of seagulls mewing and swans sailing across the harbour. Dream of the sea and the waves and the swans. Dream of the rain and the wind and the trees. Dream and be safe. Tonight, you can sleep safe. Tonight, you can sleep tight. Tonight, you can sleep sound. Listen to the wind blow. Listen to the soft rain fall. Dream. Drift. And sleep. 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 A walk around the harbour. Why not go for a walk? I know a route you can take. You can walk this way in any weather, or any season, sun, wind, or rain. But my favourite time is to walk it in the soft rain, with my raincoat on and hood up. So wrap up so you don't get wet, and let's wander. You stroll through the old streets. There aren't many people about. You won't meet many people at all on your walk through the town. It's a dirty old town and has seen better days. But there are grand houses built centuries ago, and some of these grand houses are well maintained. And though the rain makes it dark outside, you can see lights on and life inside. But you amble along the old streets with the rows of Georgian houses dating back to 1700 and something, nice and quiet, just the dripping rain, the puddles, and the black and white cat sheltering in the doorway. It's great to be outdoors today. The road is silent, just the wind and the pitter-patter of raindrops that scatter circles in puddles that ripple out as the drops drip in. It's early in the year, and the branches of the trees are still bare. The clouds fly high above, and you mostly notice the birds. There are blackbirds in the bare trees, and robins on gateposts, and flocks of greenfinch flit about. pairs of bright-eyed jackdaws stalk the streets and peck at patches of damper grass. Seagulls sail high overhead, calling and mewing, or sit asleep on rooftops. Clouds of pigeons rotate through the air, tumbling and circling, twirling like a dance, and you walk on. You come from the old street to the old market. Once this place thrived, but now it's quiet. But that's good, because quiet is what you want. Today, the rain drops soft and people keep to themselves. Umbrellas up, raincoats drawn tight. But you're not in a hurry. And from the market, you wander to the harbour. This harbour is ancient, and the stones are antique, and the piers where ships brought in sugar and tea and lime are old. But now, new boats bob on the waves, and the harbour is full of swans, beautiful white swans and baby grey cygnets. The swans are asleep, sailing on the water, heads tucked under wings, way out over the breakwater and the lighthouse that's now a cafe. The clouds lie low and grey. The rain drips down. Nearby, by the quay, the waves toss and the swans sleep. Fish swim hardly visible below the surface of the green water. On the old slipway are more swans standing around, and with them crowds of seagulls, some standing on one leg, others flexing their wings, chicks calling for food and others looking grumpy, wondering where their mother has gone. Pigeons and jackdaws move among them, picking at seeds someone has scattered. There's a crust of bread too. There are black feathered cormorants. One stands on the floating walkway between the boats, wings out drying, while his mate dips her head in the water. And you walk on, past dog walkers and cat walkers and three bad-tempered geese who know you well enough not to hiss. And then, past the old bathhouse and the old warehouse and the old coffee house, now all empty. Ladders are up to fix the roof, but no one's working. No one works in this soft rain that drops and drips and patters down. And then we're in the park, and the nuthatch climbs clockwise round the old oak tree, and a holly tree stands evergreen, and the ivy is full of berries for feasting blackbirds, and the damp earth has the shoots of spring. There will soon be snowdrops, then multicolored crocuses, then bunches of daffodils. But today you have the soft rain, the dripping of branches, and the gurgling of water running down the slope and across the flower bed, and the puddles and flows of water spiraling down the path. Today you have the soft rain. And tonight, you can sleep while a soft rainfall patters down. Tonight, you can sleep and dream of seagulls mewing and swans sailing across the harbour. Dream of the sea and the waves and the swans. Dream of the rain and the wind and the trees. Dream and be safe. Tonight, you can sleep safe. Tonight, you can sleep tight. Tonight, you can sleep sound. Listen to the wind blow. Listen to the soft rain fall. Dream. Drift and sleep. 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 Sleep.